Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. I'm Mary Sherman. President Trump shelves a decision on international steel tariffs. Other stories on today's rundown include May Day marches celebrate workers' rights and the Bureau of Land Management accused of breaking the law with oil and gas leases. Our top story, President Trump has decided to postpone for another month the decision about whether to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imported from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. The announcement occurred just hours before the previous temporary tariff exemption was set to expire. Experts say the delay will prolong the uncertainty and, to some degree, the tensions that have built up since Trump issued 25% tariffs on imported steel and 10% on aluminum from all but a handful of countries in the large EU trading bloc. Israel stepping up pressure on the U.S. to pull out of a 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, citing evidence of a secret Iranian nuclear weapons program. President Trump has threatened to scrap the international deal unless it is renegotiated by May 12th. There are reports the U.S. has verified the authenticity of documents verifying the program, although Iran says the allegations are lies. May Day rallies will be held in communities across the country to elevate the struggles of laborers and the working class. And as Andrea Sears reports, workers and immigrants in New York will mark the occasion by demanding Wall Street stop profiting off the private prison industry.
Yatziri Tovar with Make the Road New York says they want to draw attention to the complicity of major financial institutions in the mass incarceration and separation of families taking place under the Trump administration's immigration policies.
Just exposing how Wall Street and actors like J.P. Morgan Chase are helping to finance these detention centers and these private prisons where people are being placed.
Last year, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon pledged to look into the bank's support for private prisons. But a new report says Chase, Wells Fargo, and other lenders earned almost $218 million in 2017 alone from financing private prisons. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
While May Day is an occasion to celebrate workers' rights, disruptive protests have occurred in the past. There are reports that far-right groups are planning counter-demonstrations in Seattle and Los Angeles. And now to Missouri, where an epidemic of black homicide victimization continues to go unnoticed, according to a new report by the Violence Poverty Center.
According to the report's 2015 analysis, Missouri has more black victims of homicide than any other state in the nation. In fact, of the 12 years the data was being tracked, Missouri has been in the top two for 9 of those years. John Sugarman is executive director for the Violence Poverty Center, which advocates for gun control.
One thing that is constant is the high number of homicides involving guns, almost always handguns. In the most recent study, 93% of black homicide victims in Missouri were killed with guns.
Sugarman cautions that the data is only as reliable as what's submitted by law enforcement. He says the purpose of the report is to help focus public attention on what he calls a persistent and ongoing crisis. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Many states are considering measures to redraw congressional districts, and a recent poll found 68% of voters in Pennsylvania favor a nonpartisan process to draw fair maps that will end political gerrymandering in the state. And more than half strongly favor using a commission rather than leaving it up to state lawmakers. According to Micah Sims, executive director of Common Cause PA, the results were consistent across the state.
Gerrymandering has had such a negative impact on our commonwealth that overwhelmingly people believe that it's time to take it out of the hands of politicians and really put it in the hands of everyday citizens.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court redrew maps when the legislature failed to create one that didn't favor a single party. In response, some Republican legislators threatened to remove justices, claiming the court overstepped its authority. Conservation groups say the U.S. Bureau of Land Management broke the law when it approved 8 large oil and gas lease sales in Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, and Utah, and filed suit yesterday in federal court. Eric Galatis has the story.
The sales came after the agency rolled back protections for greater sage-grouse habitat and cut opportunities for the public to have a say in how public lands are managed. Laird Lucas, with the group Advocates for the West and lead attorney on the case, says so far under the Trump administration, he's only seen the pendulum swinging toward energy development without regard for wildlife.
We're trying to get the pendulum to go back because that's what the laws say, that you have to have a balance there. And this administration is not acting in accordance with the law. We need to have balance in how public lands are managed.
After a decade of work by federal, state, and local leaders, along with ranchers, energy companies, and other stakeholders, a comprehensive land use plan was put in place to keep the iconic sage grouse, whose populations have declined by as much as 95% from historic levels, off the endangered species list. Some industry groups argue the plan overestimated the impacts from energy production, and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has pushed to remove restrictions for development on public lands in order to achieve energy dominance.
Some rideshare companies are taking heat after a new CNN report exposed that more than 100 Uber and Lyft drivers have reportedly sexually assaulted their passengers. The news outlet says the data was uncovered after an analysis of police reports, federal court records, and county court databases. Both Uber and Lyft have declined to release any data on such allegations. I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with us here at Public News Service. We're member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.